Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
When radio first emerged, it was the Wild West of communication technology. Pioneers in the industry learned firsthand how to wrangle the power of this new tech and create the standards we know today. But there are still cowboys among us, DIY enthusiasts with a sizable community here in Milwaukee. They're known as hams, and they're keeping the art of ham radio alive and well. Journalist T. Krulos wrote about them in this month's Milwaukee Magazine, and he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to share more.
Tell us a bit about the origins of ham radio. When does it really pick up in the U.S.?
It kind of started right away in the early 1900s after radios became popular. People figured out that they could tap into those radio waves and could kind of set up a miniature radio station of their own so they could talk to other people around the world.
How does it work exactly? I know that they're on the radio. Of course, I'm somebody who is often on the radio. Mm-hmm. Do you need to have a setup in your home, or what is it?
Yeah, and the setups vary quite a bit. So everything from like a small portable unit that looks something like a walkie-talkie to a very elaborate home studio where you have all sorts of equipment and you'll have an antenna either on your roof or sometimes like a miniature radio tower in your backyard that can be 30 feet tall or so.
Well, it seems like you need a license. Is that right?
Yes. You do need a license to operate the equipment. And the most common is the novice level of license. There is like a more expert level that you can get, and you'll have access to bigger radio waves, further range. But you need to pass a pretty standard test to get your license.
Sure.
And then you're given a call sign, by the way.
a call sign being...
It's like a series of letters and numbers, you know, WA9CNA or something like that.
Yeah. So we have, of course, call letters ourselves here on the radio. Ours is WUWM. Every station has call letters. It's all very regimented.
Yes.
So you, before getting into this piece, you actually had some familiarity with ham radio through your grandfather, who was an enthusiast.
Yeah, I have a very fond memory of being a kid. I spent a lot of time, especially in the summer, at my grandparents' house. And my grandfather was a carpenter, so he built his own floor plan for his house. And he included a little room that's like a den, except he called it his ham shack. And he had a big recliner in that room. It was filled with equipment. And I have this fond memory of walking through the hallway, and I would hear this very distinct sound of my grandfather snoring because he had fallen asleep while talking on the radio, and the sort of staticky crackle of people talking in the background. So that was really his passion. He spent a lot of time and money into his hobby, and he would come home from work and talk until he fell asleep in his chair.
Was he part of a community like it seems we have here in Milwaukee?
I know that he went to, like, some meetups. There was, like, convention, conference-type stuff that happens regularly. But I think, you know, like other hams, he really found the community on air. He enjoyed talking to people in the comfort of his home. And as I discovered when I went to the ham radio outlet store here in Milwaukee, there's a community of people who just enjoy talking to each other, and it's very much like an early form of social media. In the same way that you might be curious about connecting with other people online, this was kind of a spin of the roulette wheel. You never knew who you were going to talk to, but you could have these conversations with interesting people all over the country and the world.
What does that community look like here in Milwaukee today? You mentioned, of course, there is a store where you can get quite a bit of the equipment that you need to do ham radio.
Yeah, Ham Radio Outlet, it's great because it's more than just a store. It's out there on Good Hope Road, and it's very large, and they have some meeting room spaces. So in addition to buying the equipment, this is where local radio enthusiasts like to hang out and have meetings. You can get tested for your license at special events there. And, you know, they just talk about stuff, set up different equipment to try it out. So it's really like the heart of the ham radio community in the Milwaukee area.
Did you get a sense for how many people are really in the community, or is it a little bit ambiguous?
I think it is a little ambiguous as far as, you know, who has a license versus who's actively using one. But I found a site. So they said that there was about 14,000 people licensed in Wisconsin. I don't know how accurate and updated that information is, but I guess that kind of gives a ballpark.
Sure. So a chance to meet potentially 14,000 other people.
Yeah. And one of the clubs I talked to here in the area, they said they had about 100 active members. There's at least some people out there.
Which seems like that's kind of the point of it, right? There's always going to be someone out there.
Yeah.
If you're someone who's maybe listening right now going, I think I want to get into ham radio, what can they expect from this kind of hobby? What is the atmosphere like?
It's a great hobby for people who are technically minded, I would say. So if you like building electronics and figuring out how they work, this is going to be a really great hobby for you. If that sort of thing frustrates you easily, like me, it's probably maybe not the best. Or maybe you just want to hang out with someone who is licensed and just get to talk to people rather than set everything up. But, you know, it can be pricey like any hobby. I think, you know, you can start out with a simple setup, but you want more and you want better equipment. So it starts to add up. But everyone that I talk to is very friendly. Of course, as with other hobbies where people are kind of aging out, they are hoping to reach out to younger people to carry this on. So I think they're very inviting to people who are interested in learning more. And, you know, you shouldn't be intimidated. There are instruction books and classes that can help you get up to speed pretty quickly.
All right. Well, T, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect once again and sharing your work.
Thank you.
T. Krulos is a local journalist whose piece on ham radio was featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.